Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Dent in for Steve Bertrand. This is Chicago Afternoon News. It is a blue, gray, messy, wet on the streets of Chicago and in the surrounding areas. We have football to look forward to on Sunday night. We are looking forward to it, right? I know. It's kind of tough this time of year. Ed Obradovich is on the phone. How are you, OB?
I'm fine, honey. I'm hanging in there.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear your take on the post game. I know we're going to hear you pregame, but we're all worried about what's going to happen during the game. And post game, I think, is going to get interesting with you and Dan Hampton.
Well, listen, yeah. If I could just regress and just go back to the game against the Cardinals last Sunday. You know, our offense, they actually kind of almost outplayed the Arizona Cardinals. And what do I mean by that? We had the football 10 more minutes than the Cardinals. We ran, Lisa, 20 more plays than the Cardinals. We had 12 more first downs than the Cardinals. And we had 75 yards, more yards than the Cardinals. Okay? And we lost the game by double digits.
Stunning, isn't it?
But here's what happened. Obviously, you know, turnovers are the big thing. It's usually the rule of thumb is if you have 3 interceptions, it's an automatic win, and if it's 5 interceptions, it's guaranteed. Well, we had 4 interceptions, and Cardinals just had just short yardage each time. They took advantage of it, and they just put the points on us, and we couldn't come back. But boy, those are some pretty interesting stats. If you were to read that and the 4 interceptions weren't there, you'd say the offense did a pretty damn good job and we should have won the game, but obviously we did not.
So I'm worried about Justin Fields. I mean, I feel like we're throwing him out there again. His ribs are still injured. He's got no protection. Do you think it's a good idea to put him in this Sunday?
Well, if he is not totally and completely healed, we're talking about his ribs. If the intercostal muscles in between his ribs aren't healed, or if the cracks or fractures or whatever, if they're not healed, he should not play. That's plain and simple. Andy Dalton didn't do all that bad a job last week against the Cardinals, which I just mentioned, the 4 or 5 things that the offense did pretty good. But I'll tell you what, when we go up to Green Bay, it's rookie quarterback, and what happens, Lisa, with quarterbacks, and especially when you play the really good teams, they come after them with everything you have. I mean, the Packers will blitz up the middle. They'll blitz from the weak side, the strong side, with their linebackers, with their safeties, with their cornerbacks, and they will try to make life miserable for our young quarterback, Fields. It's just the way the game is played. You're a rookie quarterback, and you're going to take some lumps. Unfortunately, our quarterback has really taken a beating so far this year. I mean, the pass protection has not been there. It's just a fact. The 5 guys we got up front really struggled. I'm talking about our offensive line. So it's going to be a battle up there. But play this game, there's only 17 of them. And you know what? Each week is different. And I hope that, the heck, I mean, we're going up there not to lose the game. We're going up there to win it. Anyways, that should be their thought process.
And David Montgomery is back, correct?
Yes.
And you're a huge fan of him because he's got heart. He plays with heart.
Lisa, this kid, I am telling you, if I had to pick one back, well, the one would have been the kid from Tennessee. He's a running back that's unbelievable, but he got hurt. He's out. But I'll tell you what, week in and week out, play in and play out, this kid, David Montgomery, I'm telling you, Lisa, he gives it every play. If he's blocking, he's knocking people down. And if he's going out in the pass route, he catches the ball. But his big thing, obviously, is his running. and he will not give up. It takes two, three guys to bring him down. And if you ever notice sometimes, like, two guys will get on him and they'll start to take him down, but he still is driving his legs forward. He's still trying to get that extra foot, that extra yard. You got to love a kid like this. How you win Super Bowls and World Championships with David Montgomery's.
And OB, who was playing in your time? Who would you liken him to? Former Bear.
Well, former Bear. Well, it was Gale Sayers, but Gale Sayers was a. He could do it all. I'm not quite so sure about putting David Montgomery in a Hall of Fame, but Gale Sayers was a one of a kind, Lisa. I mean, when he got around the edge, he was gone. Nobody could catch him. He had unbelievable moves. But David Montgomery could play in any decade. It doesn't matter if it's the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, whenever. David Montgomery would be a starter in any decade, and boy, would I love to have him on my team.
Andy Mazur is with us, too. Jump on in here, Andy. I see that the Packers will cinch a playoff berth with a win. That is, if the 49ers lose and the Saints lose or tie. What are the chances of that happening?
The chances of the Packers losing? Well, you know, obviously they're at home, and we have a heck of a time trying to beat the Cardinals in good, better, and different weather.
They're going to cinch that playoff berth is what they're going to do, really. I mean, I'm an optimist. I always hold out for the win on behalf of the Bears, but it's been a tough season to remain an optimist with this team. And I love Justin Fields' energy. I love the fact that he believes he can go up there and beat Aaron Rodgers, but he needs a better line protecting him to make that happen, doesn't he?
Well, there's no question about it. And what do you think our biggest problem is? Defensively, we're still good. Defensively, we're still good. Lisa, we have receivers that are quality receivers. Running backs, we have two or three great running backs, okay? We have a couple. Andy Dalton is as good a backup as there is, I believe, in this league. We've got our young, hopefully the future of the Bears, and Justin Fields. He's 6'3", he weighs 225, he's got a rocket arm. The only problem we have is our offensive line, which we've got to go back to our general manager, who's been here, 7, 8 years? We don't have – you got to draft linemen. You build a team through the draft. Our five offensive linemen are just not getting this job done. And I this has been going on. Now he's 4 years here, Lisa.
Yeah, I know.
And he can't figure out that the five guys we have up front can't keep our quarterback upright. We've got a general manager that can't figure that out. The biggest problem the Bears have is their offensive line. As I just mentioned, our receivers are quality, running backs quality. We got a defense you could win with. Where's the big difference? The big difference is in our offensive line. And how do you win games? Games are won up front. In other words, the five guys up front, if you got a quality quarterback, keep him upright.
This is why I listen to you pre and post game on 720 WGN. I love your passion, and quite frankly, you ought to be one of those 25 assistant coaches. It's Ed Obradovich. Great to talk to you. Have a beautiful weekend, and we'll be listening on Sunday, and we'll be really, it'll take a prayer for a win.
All the best, Lisa.
Check the news out next on WGN.
Happy holidays from all of us at WGN to all of you.
Christmas is WGN.